talk about more about the discovery in evidence for the lock for this specific research that you did. What else did you uncover?
Well, the latest thing and probably the most exciting thing that could just blow the lid off of this whole mystery had nothing to do with me. It had, but Bill McDonald was involved in it. A couple months ago, back in March, Bill McDonald gets a call from a college student who went over with his roommate to spring break to Britain. And I guess they eventually hiked through, you know, made their way up to the Scottish Highlands, and they wanted to spend a couple days at Loch Ness. Turns out that the boat rentals aren't open yet, so they have to hire a local to take them around in boat to do some photographing. They come to a spot, a deserted area, and they see a dead deer lying in on the bank of a waterfall. And so they want to take a closer look at the thing, you know, nothing else to do. So they get out, and the deer is half eaten. The lower torso is completely gone. The hide is torn apart, and there's bite marks all over the thing. And they're like, what could have caused this? Now, the first reaction is, you know, probably a bear got it.
Sure.
Well, there hasn't been bears in the Scottish Highland for 1,000 years, and the local tells them that. And this is all on videotape. They've got this whole website up, LochNessTooth.com. I mean, they really did a nice job documenting everything. So one of the guys is inspecting the hide, and he notices that the rib cage is exposed, and there's something lodged between two of the ribs. And he thinks it's a tooth. So they grab a screwdriver out of the boat, and they start prying open these ribs. If you can imagine this. I mean, I wouldn't even want to touch this thing. And it's a tooth, a 4-inch barbed tooth. And these guys are going nuts. And
4 inches?
4 inches. Sharp as hell. One of the kids actually cut himself on one of the barbs. And you can actually see the roots sticking out of the back. It's a shed tooth. So they start going crazy. And they signal over a boat. Well, it turns out that the only other boat out there is the water bailiff. And water bailiffs are like these park rangers that patrol all the locks in Britain. So the guy comes over, and he thinks they're in trouble. He pulls the boat over, and he sees what they got, sees the dead deer, and he confiscates the tooth, and he forces them to pop the videotape out of their video camera
it
to him. And he says, "I need this to do a report. You can collect this stuff tomorrow at the local police station." And he gets in his boat, and he leaves. Now, these guys are pitching a fit. But it turns out that they had just switched tapes. So they got lucky. They got a break. So the guy took a blank tape. They had most of the stuff on the real tape.
But they didn't have the real tooth anymore.
That they didn't have the tooth. So the next day, which is their last day there, they're supposed to fly out of Inverness, they go to the local police station, and they're treated like they had just seen a UFO. You know, they make no sense. Nobody's listening to anything they say. They're in total denial, the Scottish Highlanders. And they're threatened that they're going to take their passport if they keep pushing it. So the last thing these guys wanted is to lose the passport.
Yeah, they just wanted them to go away, didn't they?
Exactly. And so they get back on the plane, they fly back, and they do a Google search on Loch Ness Monster. And they find Bill McDonald because of his stuff in December.
Mm-hmm.
So they I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead.
So they contact McDonald, and they tell him the story. McDonald, he don't know what to believe. So he asks for originals of the photos, and they send him the photos, and he inspects them, and he gets some other people to inspect them, and they pass inspection. So now they've offered a $5,000 reward for anybody who has got information that will lead to the return of the tooth. And these guys, they don't care about a monster. They want the tooth back so they can sell it so they can pay for law school.
They might get a lot of money on that tooth.